a massive increase in tourism in the area in terms of climbing stacks and cliffs and venturing into caves off her islands. But also we've seen where locals have also got into difficulty. And I was speaking to the family this morning who would like to thank all those involved and help and rescue their son yesterday, and hopefully he'll make a speedy recovery. But the government needs to look at this, and I've been in contact with the government and Thomas Pringle this morning in relation to putting more pressure on the government to reinstate this much needed service. It's not good enough that people give up in Bumbug, Alanhari, and the government, just to save a measly few euros, fails to actually provide them with the proper equipment. It's time now the government acted and put the cliff element back into the coastal service. And also what we need to look at is also the equipment and the service that Tory Island is providing. You have very capable people volunteering in Tory Island as well. And I think that we need to look at upgrading that service as well. We're very unique in West Donegal here, Sealtet. We have beautiful islands, quite a lot of cliffs. And again, we have a huge amount of people, thanks to the likes of Ian Miller and others, who are attracting thousands of people to the area to go cliff climbing and stack climbing. And it's not good enough to expect somebody who gets themselves into difficulty off a cliff to wait for Miva or Killybegs to land. We have capable, able volunteers in West Donegal that can do this job. The government needs to stop putting lives at risk.